You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from March 5th, 2001.
Okay, we're going to stay heavily on the phones now, and it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be obviously very, very controversial. Kathleen Keating is my guest. Kathleen? Your book, Kathleen, is still available, is it not?
It is. We've got people standing by tonight during the show.
And, oh, you do?
Tonight and until 9 o'clock tomorrow night and then 9 to 9 every day.
All right. Now, before we give out the number, let me ask you this. Kathleen, for people who order tonight, this quagmire involving the books, the lost UPS things, all the rest of it, if they order tonight, are they going to get their book, and if so, when?
It's not with Picasso, and they should have it within 3 to 4 weeks. It's with Counting Coup Press, and they won't have the problem.
Okay.
It's guaranteed, or the book's free.
Guaranteed or the book's free, huh?
Yeah. They should have it within 3 to 4 weeks, God willing.
All right.
Or you can order from the website if it ever comes back up, or you can...
If it ever comes back up.
Well... I've taken out city grids before, too, or with the name of this guy. So
have you?
Yeah.
All right, well...
Well, I didn't. Somebody did.
You know, let me put it this way. As I told the audience and you earlier, I had the opportunity, and I still may, I think the offer is open because it's coming shortly, to have this person that you believe is the Antichrist on my program. They made that official offer to me, and by the way, it came from London...
Ooh, West End, no doubt.
So, here's why I'm hesitant. Here's why I don't want you to give the name and the organization.
Okay.
Because some Christian, in God's name, no doubt, once they know who it is, will attempt to kill this person. Now, one might suggest, well, if it's really the Antichrist, they're sure not going to be able to kill him, are they? But if, perchance, it's not, then we propagated a murder, and that scares me a little bit.
True, and there have been people that have tried to get to him. I know that.
Right, exactly right. So that's why I'm not letting the name out on the air, and I think if you were in my position, folks, you might not either. It is on her website. Yes, it is crashed big time. The moment we mentioned it, it went down, so it'll probably be back up in the next few days, and if you want to know, you can check her website. We'll continue to have a link up there. All right, first-time caller line, you are on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Marble. I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Welcome.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that Kathleen's a very brave woman.
I don't know about that.
I think so, too. I've seen the movies. As I said earlier, you know, people like Kathleen end up with 2x4s through them, usually, or giant church steeple things falling on them and piercing them into the ground.
Yeah. Anyway, my question is the Antichrist obviously is out for Christians.
And Jews. Don't forget the Jews.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay, but my thing is how could he trap a Christian? You know, what's a good miracle he could pull off to...
Well, they're all looking for Jesus' second coming, and I guess by having this person show up coming out of thin air at church meetings and religious groups and stuff, healing the sick and... doing all sorts of wonderful miracles, people might tend to believe he is the Messiah. He certainly has the capability of doing that. He's already healed thousands of people.
Wow. Because, see, my belief that from reading the Bible is that if they say that Jesus is here or Jesus is there, you're not to believe it, that when Jesus comes again, all will see him.
That's right, but most people forget that, and if we pay close attention to the Bible and read it more often, we would know who the real Messiah was. I agree with you.
So the talking picture idea, that would be, it would not be Christ. It would not be God.
No, because the real miracles from heaven will be less and less. There will be a giant wave of miracles at the miracle that's coming after the warning, but by and large... I mean, there's still hope for miracles from the Lord, but we're going to see more and more false miracles, so it's going to be very hard to think that they're from heaven.
Well, if I knew somebody, say a small child who had was in the final stages of incurable cancer, and a man representing himself to be our Savior touched this child, and the cancer was immediately cured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really hate to say this, Kathleen.
It would seem worth it, wouldn't it, Art? But what if that cancer
No, it would
back?
Seem real to me.
Right.
In other words, I'm a believe it, touch it, see it kind of guy.
Right.
I have trouble with religion, period, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. And it's just because I can't muster together this leap of faith it takes to believe all of this. I just can't do it. Even though I see the signs right in front of me, Kathleen, even though I see the weather deteriorating, I see earthquakes increasing, I see children killing children, I see all of these signs that I believe are leading to something, I can't make that leap of faith to believe that it's leading to everything you're describing. I just can't do it.
I think that you'll reach a moment that you can, one way or the other, Art, you'll know. And until
well,
that time...
Yeah, but see, that's why I said if I saw a
miracle,
man,
you'd go for it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. A lot of people will.
All right. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello.
Hi, Art. A belated welcome back.
Thank you.
One quick thing before I ask Kathleen something. Boy, it's so nice talking to you. Do you have an anonymous FTP site to where I could upload you some music? Or maybe off the air, is there any chance I could get that from you? Or
what,
do you know what
do you
I'm
think
talking?
My name is Art Napster?
No.
I don't have an anonymous FTP site, no.
Okay.
I have email.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'll maybe email you something.
All right.
Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't get on your site tonight.
You and a few thousand others.
I know.
Others.
I've been listening the whole time. So what I did is I did some faithful internet searching.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't give the name.
I'm not going to give the name.
Thank you.
But I'll respect you for that, but I have a real major problem with that. And I'm not going to give the name. I can't give the name because I'm really not even sure if when I did my searching that this is the person or this is the organization. So without giving the name, let me ask you a couple of questions to see if I'm on the right path.
Okay.
This Antichrist, is there an English person that is speaking for him?
How do you want me to answer that, Art?
Without a name?
Well, without a name, sure.
I wouldn't say he's English. I would say he's from Great Britain.
He's from Great Britain.
But I wouldn't say he's English.
Okay. And
so you're on the right track, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you one more question just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Antichrist organization tied into... what would my wording be? The healing of the earth.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. You're on the right track, obviously.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. In other words, there will be miracles. There will be. This person will appear to us to be a savior.
Mm-hmm. And to some people, he's their worst nightmare. He gets into their dreams, the people that have visited
yeah.
his website.
Savior of the earth, savior
yeah.
of people,
oh, yeah.
worker of miracles.
Yeah, the peacemaker.
Yes.
The
mm-hmm.
food supplier.
Yes.
Head of the UFO guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
East of the Rockies, you are on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello. Hello there. Going once. Going twice. Gone. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Fernley.
From
Nevada.
Where? Oh, Nevada. All
yeah.
right.
My question is, doesn't the Antichrist come to power after the rapture?
That's a good question. I think he comes right near the rapture. I think the rapture is going to take place, and then you're going to see him full force. But he will be visible rather soon.
Yeah.
You know, Art's already had the overtures.
Because it would make sense him being able to come to power if the rapture came and the people who weren't truly kind of caught in the middle...
Well, it's going
to
be,
him.
He's going to have to tell everybody why all those people disappeared.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be the great UFO kidnapping scenario. But,
yeah.
He is going to talk about it. Yeah.
And then my last question is, what is going to be happening in America in this past year? Is there anything worth substance?
Well, I think that we're going to see a lot more calamities, probably worse than what Seattle experienced, and mm-hmm. probably the death toll rising through various weather problems mm-hmm. and perhaps terrorism.
Hmm. That's scary stuff. Thank you. You answered my question.
All right. Onward. First-time caller line. You're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello.
Hello. My name is Barry. My location is Palm Springs. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Kathleen, the basic question I have is, what is your conception of God?
I think God had no beginning and he has no end. He is all-powerful. He has created everything that you and I experience.
Can he be seen?
Pardon me?
Can he be seen?
His son can be seen. He cannot be seen.
He's an invisible God. Is he omnipotent in every place?
Yes.
Okay, given that and those ideas that you have, how can you possibly believe in a God which would take the form of a man and can be seen?
Because, as Jesus would say, those who have seen me have seen the Father. He was giving us perhaps a tangible to hold on to. It's very hard in a finite world to understand the infinite.
If God did that once before, caller, why not again?
We don't know that he did that once before. That is somebody's faith who is taking that by faith. I speak Hebrew, and I read Hebrew, and I am Jewish, and I've been to Israel looking for Jesus myself. And the name of God in Hebrew is basically three letters. It's a Yud, Hey, and a Vav, and it grammatically stands for everything that happened in the past, everything that will happen in the future.
But you went to Israel. You didn't find him, right?
I didn't find Jesus.
Right. You didn't find Jesus. So nobody else has either yet.
No, nobody else has found Jesus. Or God is a no, to my conception, is a no thing. Has no name. Only men name things. We name things. We name the animals. We name each other. We name plants. We even have a name.
He named himself. He called himself I Am.
I am the Am. I am. I am what I am. That's what Moses says. You know, it says in the Bible. We don't even, we call him a he. It's to me, the conception of God is beyond their comprehension. There is a God is no thing. End of R. He's something which has no name. Only man. Only we name things.
And so I then God is our invention. Is that your position?
My position is that it's beyond our conception. The Jesus thing is our invention. Our conception of what a God is our invention.
Okay, so basically the whole thing is our invention.
Exactly.
Okay.
Except for the creation of the universe, there must be some kind of divine intelligence, some divine engineer, which has engineered this whole thing.
Well, that's a pretty big but.
Yeah.
That's a real big butt.
Yeah, and you've got to think real deeply about it and not just, you know, go into this Bible babble, this situation about Jesus did this and he died and he came back to life and the Virgin Mary, which you have to accept.
Bible babble. So you think that it's all constructed by man to create fear and control and so forth, right?
Hey, that's pretty close there.
Yeah, I figured.
You know, but there are some good things like the Ten Commandments and how to treat your neighbor.
Well, do you think the Ten Commandments came from God? Or do you think the Ten Commandments came from somebody who scribbled them down and trotted them down a mountain?
Well, maybe they were what you call some things inspired. Inspired by the I am that I am. Inspired by the unseen, and they were written down by man.
All right. Well, I think your position is clear. Kathleen, what do you say about that?
I think the further that we've gotten away from God, the less intimately we know him. And so the way Moses experienced him is not the way we do now, because we're too far from him to hear him or to see him in his light. There are visionaries that have experienced him in his totality, but they've fainted from the magnificence of him.
I've actually heard that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Kathleen, hi.
Hi.
I have a question about, have you ever read the book Beautiful Side of Evil from Johanna Michelson?
No.
Okay, well, it goes along with what you're discussing earlier about how people who think they see Christ and they don't. That's basically what the book's about, where...
Mm-hmm.
Satan appears to these people, and it's such a beautiful thing. The person that's confronting them, they think it's Jesus.
Well, he appears as the angel of light, doesn't he?
And right, exactly.
Right.
And this book is pretty interesting on that.
No, I can imagine.
And a beautiful side of evil. It's a really good book. And I really appreciate this show. It's really good. And first time I heard you, I was hooked. So I really enjoy this. And thank you much.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. Take care. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Kathleen Keating. Hello.
Yeah, I heard you say before that after this big thing goes down, that Jesus Christ will come down and give his little word or whatever. What I'm trying to get out is, why would they let all this stuff happen? Why wouldn't God, if he's so powerful, come down right now and make everything right instead of waiting for this whole disaster to happen?
I think then
do something about it.
Well, I think we're seeing the totality of our sins, and we're paying for our sins and what's happening. He will stop it at the end. Israel will still prevail. He will come down and throw the Antichrist into hell. But we have to pay for some things. We have to pay for all of the crimes that we're committing right now.
So are you saying that God created everything?
God created everything, evil is of its own mind, and evil is what gets into the hearts of men and changes them.
Well, then God gave the potential for evil to exist, though, right?
Only, not as far as sin is concerned, but as far as the power to do bad things.
So then there's two big guys in charge of all this thing, right?
Well, you've got the good and the bad and the ugly. It's two forces, and that's what we're seeing. They're squaring off. And the whole target are the souls on earth.
So God's just going to sit back, wait for all this evil to happen, and he's going to come down and say, this is the way you do it. Everybody get on my track, and let's do it. Why doesn't he just do that now? That makes no sense.
I understand the frustration of this caller.
It's very frustrating.
In other words, why would all of this torture be laid out for mankind? Why have this planned period of time where we'll sin, and then we will be tortured and punished for what we have done, and these chastisements will come, and it just doesn't seem like a God that a lot of people envision. Of course, that is maybe our problem.
Well, no, you make a very good point, and I think what it is, all these events are designed to get us on our knees to turn back to God. Right now, we're not listening, we're not paying attention to him, and we're not doing what we should be doing.
Yeah, but could God blame us for not believing in him? We really have no proof at all. We have more proof that Frankenstein exists than Jesus Christ. How can he blame us for not believing in him?
Well, I can understand your point, and I think that through the warning, we're all going to be made abundantly clear that he exists. There will be no more excuses, and that's the real gift from God in the coming days, and it won't be too much longer before that happens, that we will all know who he is, who Jesus is, and where we stand in the thick of it, whether we're going to go to hell or we're going to go to heaven. We'll know at that particular moment in time, all of us at the same time on earth.
But when man was first created, why wasn't all this stuff laid out to start with?
But the further that Adam and Eve got away from God, the less they paid attention to God, and that was the problem. And then evil begets evil, and it goes on and on. It's a never-ending cycle.
Caller, you know, it requires faith. That's a big word, faith. And it don't come easy.
No.
All right, hold it right there. Kathleen Keating is my guest, and we'll have more for her coming right up. I know it's kind of frustrating. The whole concept is frustrating, but it's a-coming.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from March 5th, 2001.
Jesus, you know.